Well, it's been a while since we've done one of these, isn't it?
It's just been a short period of time. There's not much happened while we've been away.
No global pandemic. No
changing of the world dynamic.
No. But we've done some good stuff, and that's what this podcast is about today.
Yeah.
We wanted to update people on kind of where things have got to with all things circularity.
Yeah, we've moved on a little bit since the last time that we spoke to you or you heard us. And we're going to start doing these a bit more regular. So you'll see something at least on a fortnightly basis. And we're going to try and do something on a weekly basis where we'll try and alternate between us chatting stuff at you and somebody interesting coming along to talk to us about something. And we've already got the first one of those set up. And another one we've had in the bag for a little while that we're just waiting on a bit of clearance for as well.
So one of the first things that happened that we spoke about, I think, previously was the community managed library that we were going to be looking at taking on. And that's happened. That's now a reality. August 2021, we moved in.
Yep. Woodville Community Managed Library and the Circularity Hub. We've got a lovely space, nicely decorated with lots of lovely books and connected to running the service for Derbyshire County Council through our volunteer-led approach.
Yeah, and at the moment, just the library, but looking into it being many more things. We had our community-managed studio, which used to live down the road in Swadlincote Cote, now lives with us in the library. And we're going to be developing that so that it's free and available for anyone who wants to come and do podcasting, video editing, any of that sort of multimedia digital stuff can basically come and use it for free in our library.
Yeah. And that's kind of, you know what we're like. You know our values. They're available at circularity.org/our values. We've got the bees. It's all about being the change from me to we. And part of that is making sure that there's tools accessible to everybody that they may not have access to otherwise.
So we've got our allotment spaces as well, which are another set of tools that people might not have access to.
Yeah.
A space to grow, a space to learn, a space to chill. Don't know about you, but every time I've ever been to the to our grow sites, you just leave about 20 times more chilled out.
Yeah. We've got some great people there. We've got Hannah looks after Grow for us from a circularity point of view from the trustees. And we have Ian and Hannah Horswell, who do a great deal of work out at Winslow for us on those sites. We've got a greenhouse in the ground. You can come and see that. There's a proper word for it, but I can never remember it. But we've dug that down so that stays warmer during the year. We've now got the full plot at Windsor, which is a bit bigger space. So we've got we're in the process of creating a mental health area to relax in alongside the fruit cage that we've already got and the produce we grew last year. And we've got some accessible spaces for anyone who is in a wheelchair as well.
Mm. Yeah, so we've been developing Windsor nicely, and Albert Village is going to be our project for this year, isn't it?
It is. As soon as we're able to swim onto the site.
It's been a bit flooded.
It suffers a bit from flooding. We're recording this on the weekend of Storm Eunice.
Yeah.
So we've had some pictures of the site sent to us by someone who's been up this morning whilst we've been at the library working and recording this, showing us some stuff blown all over the shop and some flooding in our plots. So we're looking to get some funding to expand that space to make that fully accessible, so that will be our completely accessible site. So all the growth spaces will be raised beds, so they'll be at a height of around 60 centimetres, so they're easily accessible for people with movement difficulties and anyone who's wanted to use a space without having to bend down and get down on your hands and knees to dig in the ground or be on the ground floor level.
So, allotments covered, library covered. We should probably talk about the wellbeing wagon.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was a project that we had a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, we talked about having an idea of a wellbeing wagon where we went out and did things around wellbeing, whether that's health in person or mental health as well.
And mainly just about a vehicle that brings the community together, right?
Yeah, so something that was mobile. So the model that we follow, if we haven't explained this enough over the time, is kind of like a hub and spoke model, or a constellation, or a solar system type approach, where there's something at the centre of the hub, and then you have pieces around that circularity around. Ooh. It's almost like it's all thought through. There's a plan to things. So you have that hub at the middle, the sort of centre of that universe, that solar system, that the community can gather around. But then you have outreaches into the community. So that's where we've got working across the National Forest area. That's where we've got the hub in Woodville in South Derbyshire. We've got in East Staffordshire, one of the allotments, and in North West Leicestershire, we've got another allotment. So we're spread across there. So we've got growing spaces in Winsell, Albert Village, and we've started a growing space at the hub as well in Woodville.
Mm. So we've got all of these different things happening and coming together. But I think it's really important to specify the idea that it's not just for us, that this is a we project. This is, circularity is all about me to we. And we've already had other partner, agencies come and approach us about using these things for what they want to do. So the idea is that, as well as us maybe doing some events from here, maybe us using the wellbeing wagon, maybe us, doing various things in the allotments, the idea is that they're there for everybody, and they're there for any organisation that wants to come and work with them, to come and work with them. And I think that's our next phase, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And the wellbeing wagon itself is going to get out into the community. So if you are a local organisation listening to this and you have outreach into the community around mental health, about wellbeing, around just feeding people, because the wellbeing wagon, it is the old Waste Less, Save More van from South Derbyshire District Council and Sainsbury's at Swadling Coat had. So it is currently set up to create food in the back, store food. Mm. We're looking to get that restored and ensure that it meets every standard it should do. So there is the ability to then do outreach of food, essentially.
Yeah.
As well as well-being activities where it turns up and people can sort of congregate around it to do things.
Yeah, so as well as that kind of cost of living going up and wages not, there's going to be probably a fair bit of food poverty on our way. So that's the idea behind this, is we've got somewhere where people can come and get something to eat, or a resource that people can use to make something to eat for people.
Yeah, so if you've got access to food, to funding, to whatever it is, but don't have the access to get it out to the communities, that's where we can work together. Because the whole point is about us being that way, as Chris said, is getting stuff out to the community to be there. Ideally, if we can do it for free, we want to try and do it for free so that people don't have to pay for something extra, so that we can do that. So
yeah, and it's like everything we do, the hub, the grow spaces, it's somewhere for people to go, hang out, connect with other people, have something cool to do without having to spend any money,
Creative, compassionate, collaborative communities.
Yes. So it's almost like it's planned.
Almost like it's planned. And we have that there. So if you do want to know more about what we're doing, visit circularity.org. We do have everything on there, and it is updated on a fairly regular basis. We are volunteer-led, so it's finding time around day jobs for volunteering. We've already got set up for these things. If you want to volunteer, reach out. And the first stage of that is to reach out to circularity.org/join us. Fill out the initial form to tell us a bit about yourself and give us the permission to use your details to contact you, because we are data conscious as well. So we want to make sure that we're okay doing things, and we'll get back in touch with you and then take you through the induction process, depending on where you want to be and whether you want to be a volunteer or whether you just want to show up to do things every now and then, because there are different levels of dedication and availability that people have.
Yeah, but the most important thing is that everyone realises that they can get involved. So they can dedicate their time, they can dedicate an asset or donate an asset or something that they're involved in. They can come and partner with us with an organisation that they're a part of, or they can even, if there's none of those things, but they have got some money that they'd like to help out with us, then we're in the process of setting up a really cool crowd sourcing based fund for people to donate to, either as a one-off or every month.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting. Yes. No, I nearly forgot about that. So if it'll be a thing where all the money comes to us as a charity, because we are officially a charity now, circularity.org. You can find us on the charity websites for the official charity commission. So we're properly registered, all set up and organised. The site, and we'll share it on the website, and we'll have links to it, and we'll put it out on posts on Facebook and on Twitter and various platforms. But you can put money towards us. But if you shop at Sainsbury's or other places where you use Nectar points, you'll also be able to donate your Nectar points to the charity.
Yeah.
So it's a really, really great thing where I know I shop at Sainsbury's, so we amass points over the year that we tend to put towards our Christmas shop. I know from now on I'll be putting a hefty proportion of that, if not all of it, towards circularity, because essentially I'm earning those for shopping. So I can make that choice to do that.
Yeah.
And we fully recognise not everybody has, and the squeeze that everybody's under, that people aren't going to have any money. So don't think this is us going, oh, to be really good people, you need to do this, you don't.
No. But this is, if you'd like to get involved but cannot donate time or assets or anything like that, or services or partnerships, then if you have got any money knocking about and you want to chip in that way, you're more than welcome to. And we're going to wind up the Patreon, because some people do donate to us through Patreon. We're going to wind that up and do this instead, but we'll be in touch with you guys.
Yeah, and the one probably final thing to mention, if you are a skilled professional, you do something around electronics, computers, plumbing, sewing, anything, literally anything like that, what we've got being set up in the next few months as well is a repair caf.
An official repair caf, yeah.
Yeah. All registered with the relevant bodies and set together. And we're going through the format of that to follow that specifically. So it'd be very much in the model, if you've heard of the Belper one or the Litchfield one, if you're around the sort of Midlands area. I know the Belper one's been on the TV a few times now. And we've been across there to talk to the team on that site as well about different things. We've got a PAT testing unit, we've got the ability, we've got the space to do things. So we want to get that set up. So if you're interested in helping out with that in any way, please do reach out to us as well.
Yeah. And also, one of the things just to close with is, we know that a lot of our listeners aren't based in the Midlands of the UK. From looking at our analytics, we know that we've got a lot of listeners in Canada, we've got a lot of listeners in the US, a few in Australia, and a few dotted around the world. If you're still with us and following us and listening to our story, and you would like, you know, to take any of the things that we do and do them in your area, let us know, reach out. You know, if you want to replicate what we've done, we can share our knowledge with you. We can show you how we've done things and how things might work in your sort of region in the world. And the whole idea is this is one big we. That's the whole point.
Yeah, creative, compassionate, collaborative communities.